all of us here at WBAL Radio got very close to the Snyder family when we learned that Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder in Westminster, Maryland, when he was killed in Iraq in 2006, and his father, Al Snyder, and others were just violated in a way that's hard to describe by the Westboro Baptist Church at the funeral of their fallen son and relative. It angered not just us here at WBL, but everybody who heard the story. And as a result of that, we all became invested and we watched Mr. Snyder go to court, first to federal court to sue the Westboro Baptist Church, to win at that level, initially federally, to watch it go to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals where the conviction or the actual verdict, the civil trial, the victory was overturned. It go to the Supreme Court, and by an 8-1 decision, the Supreme Court decided that the Westboro Baptist Church did have a First Amendment protection. And while I've said many times in these airways, I had to agree with the decision of the Supreme Court. We all supported and still continue to support Mr. Snyder in his fight for the dignity of his family and his son. Joining us now, he's going to find out what's going on with him now, is Mr. Al Snyder. He's going to be part of a PBS special coming up on May the 14th, Constitution USA, with Peter Sagal. How you been, Mr. Snyder?
Pretty good, C4. How about you?
I am doing great. I just wanted to give folks another remembrance of kind of what you went through, the trials and the tribulations you went through during that entire process. But many of us from the outside really saw your dignity, Mr. Snyder, as you carried forward, standing up for the rights of your son and rights of other soldiers, families who had to endure the horrific treatment done by the Westboro Baptist Church. Just talk about what it was like going through that time period.
Well, it was a very difficult time period and many emotions, dealing with it as I went through it. Most of the country were pretty much on my side. The free speech issue, I think it went a little more deeper than the free speech issue because the upper courts didn't want to look at the actual harassment. All they wanted to look at was the day of the funeral. But since then, the trial has worked out. Everything has worked out the way that I wanted it to work out. Since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision and since Justice Roberts' opinion that he did not have a problem with time, place, and restriction matter laws, there have been hundreds of new laws put up throughout the country, and in August, President Obama just signed the federal law on funeral protesting, which restricts it to 300 feet away, and you can't do it 2 hours before or 2 hours after a funeral. And that's basically what we were looking for, C4. All we wanted was that little window there to bury our children.
So actually what the Supreme Court did, even though those might consider it a loss, they gave guidance to the states. She was actually able to achieve a victory even out of that decision.
Right, and that's the way I look at it now. It was pretty much a victory. It did what, I think what the trial did was it brought the Westboro Church out to the American public. A lot of people didn't know about the Westboro Baptist Church then, and I think everybody's aware, just about everybody's aware of it now, who they are and what they do to people. And since the new laws have gone into effect, they've really, have not done any military funerals.
And they also really had to expend a lot of their own resources and effort to continue the fight with you. You know, this wasn't the first effort the Westboro Baptist Church did picketing or going after the funeral of a fallen soldier. But other people chose not to go the path that you went, Mr. Snyder. What made you decide enough is enough, I'm going after these folks?
Well, I think what really did it for me was the fact that I saw them doing this to other people, and people ask me what drove me to do this. I'm a divorced dad, and one of the hardest things I ever did in my life was to leave my ex-wife, and I made sure that when I left my ex-wife that my children knew that I was leaving my ex-wife and not leaving them, and that I'd always be there for them. And to me, this was like the final time that I would be there for Matt.
410-467-WBAL, toll free long distances, 1-800-767-WBAL, Verizon, star WBAL, AT&T is pound WBAL. Text me, 888-344-8850. Now, you can also follow me on Twitter at C4Show. We're speaking to Mr. Al Snyder. He was the one of the leads in the case, Snyder versus Phelps, that went to the Supreme Court and ended up with a ruling in reference to the Westboro Baptist Church public disgraceful picketing that they were engaged in at the funerals, not just of soldiers, but of anybody in America that lost a loved one. They would, you know, take to that kind of despicable action. He now, though, is part of a PBS special for a few weeks, Constitution USA with Peter Segal. It begins, the first one is tonight, but you'll be appearing next week, next Tuesday. What are you appearing in reference to?
The segment that I'm involved with, C4, is on free speech. And it goes into the trial and thoughts afterwards and what was going on during the trial. It was really funny when PBS approached me on this. I thought, oh my God, a 4-hour documentary on the Constitution. People will be falling asleep after like the first 15 minutes. But I got a chance to preview it at the Capitol in DC a couple weeks ago, and they just did a really fantastic job. It has a little bit of comedy in it, and it has a little bit of cartoons, and it's basically being done by Peter Segal as he travels around the country with his team of 5 people on motorcycles.
When you think about, once again, because when you're in the eye of the storm, the eye of a hurricane, it's hard to see kind of what's going on. But now that you've had a little distance from it, do you really have a greater understanding, a greater depth of the Constitution yourself? We'll get to the show in a minute, but having gone through what you went through, having to go through those court battles, does it mean more to you now, the Constitution, than it did before?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I when I look at it logically, this Constitution worked the way it was supposed to in my case, but I still do not think people have the right to disrupt someone's final moments.
Oh, you know, we agree with you on that.
That
we definitely agree with you on that. It's just a question of how to do that. Now, the states have gotten guidance from the Supreme Court decision, and you've been kind of a part of that. Have folks reached out to you from across the country or the local or state?
Yeah, local, state. I've received a letter from President Obama when they signed the federal law back in August. I've spoken to many members of Congress and the Senate. I think there are close to 400 laws now throughout the country and in different municipalities. So, but I think the federal law, which was signed in August, kind of pulled it all together.
You know, when you hear a story like what you're talking about, Mr. Al Snyder, about, you know, the difference that you have made, one person can truly make a difference. On my airways, I have a lot of people talking about, well, you know, I don't matter. I really don't make a difference. But here you were challenging this. And as a result, you've just mentioned some 400 new laws are on the books protecting other families, not just yours. So one person truly can push the envelope.
They can, because once you get the ball rolling, you'd be surprised, C4, how many people are willing to jump in and help you. And that's the kind of help I had on this. The one thing that was nice about this, it wasn't a Democratic thing. It wasn't a Republican thing. It was everybody. I got help from Republicans, from Democrats, from conservatives, from liberals. And I think that was the most amazing thing to me, the people, the number of people that came forward to help me.